The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, the timing on this is very interesting. The next story I was going to deal with today is dealing with FBI statistics about the mode or the weapons used in homicides. I thought that would be appropriate because Democrats, the liberal left, are beginning to scream and yell and shout again. We got to take guns away. Guns are the problem. We got to have stricter gun laws. We can't let people have guns. So I was going to deal with that anyway. And during the break, I got an email from moveon.org. Yeah, hey, listen, I'm on everybody's mailing list. I got an email from moveon.org, and it's, "Dear MoveOn member," well, I'm not a member, but I'm on their mailing list. And the subject line, "Free End Gun Violence Sticker." Now, let me tell you something, folks. If each one of us could just get a sticker to put on the back of our car, if we could get every vehicle in America to have a sticker on their car that says "End Gun Violence," think what that would do. You know what it would do? It would do just as much as those signs at our schools that say this is a gun-free zone. And not only that, it would do just as much as those signs that they put up, this is a drug-free zone. Because you know that criminals will not violate what's on a sign. If it says this is a gun-free zone, they're going to go throw their, they're going to throw their gun away. And if they got drugs, do you really think they're going to go into a drug-free zone because there's a sign? Well, of course not. They want me to get a free end gun violence, but well, they want me to write them a check as well. But get this, dear MoveOn member, on Monday, a gunman carrying an AR-15 walked into a grocery store in Boulder, Colorado, and killed 10 people. Just days before, another gunman, fueled by white supremacy and misogyny, can I stop right there? No proof, no evidence whatsoever that the Atlanta shooter was a white supremacist. None. Zero. Zip. Zilch. Nada. Not one bit of evidence. And yet, MoveOn.org, another gunman fueled by white supremacy and misogyny. Okay. Now, to the FBI statistics. Because when this happened, by the way, in Atlanta, it was a pistol, a 9mm pistol. But everybody's screaming, assault rifles, assault rifles. We got to get rid of assault rifles. We got to get rid of them because I... Okay, let me give you some FBI statistics. Okay? 2019 are the most current statistics from the FBI. It takes the government forever, you know. Anyway, 2019, the most recent that we have, there were 10,258 homicides in America in 2019. That's a lot. 10,258. Of the 2,000, of the 10,258 homicides, you want to know how many of them were by a rifle, which is what the Democrats are putting all their rifle. Out of 10,258, 364 were rifles. 364 out of 10,258. In other words, rifles are a very, very small percentage of the weapon used in a homicide. Okay, so get this. Rifles were used in 364 homicides. People being killed, 364. Would you like to know how many people of those 10,258 were killed by knives, fists, feet, or other cutting tools? 1,476. Now get this, because you're not going to get this from the evening news. The evening news is going to say, we got to have gun control. We got to get those rifles, those assault rifles. That's, okay. In 2019, 364 people were killed by some form of rifle. 364. In the same year, 1,476 from knives, feet, hands, or other cutting tools. In other words, concerning homicides, murders with a weapon, three times as many people are killed by knives, feet, hands, fists, than rifles. 1,476. Three times as many people are killed by things other than any kind of gun. Most of the gun homicides are handguns. Most of them. The primary weapon when guns were used, of the 10,258, 6,368 were handguns. Shotguns were another 200. Bottom line, the rhetoric that you are hearing from the liberal left is just false. Rifles are a very small problem, but they get all the attention. They get all the news. But they're not, by any means, the most serious weapon. And again, 1,476 from hands, fists, feet, knives, or the ever-popular other cutting tools. Far more than rifles. But of course, in London, they outlawed guns and people still got killed. And so in London, England, now they have outlawed knives. They are trying to outlaw kitchen knives in London. Guess what was the major weapon last year in London, England, for injury and death? Not guns, knives. Yeah. All right. Hey, we need to take the final break of the hour. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483.
Talk.
radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
The liberal left is so predictable. When something tragic happens, here's what you got to do. Pass a resolution and make some bumper stickers. That'll solve everything. It's like, oh, hey, by the way, before I forget, got a new hero, Davey in Blacklick, Ohio. Davey in Blacklick, Ohio, just a few minutes ago, went to the wordcolumbus.com, clicked on the Bible League banner, and left a very nice pledge. Davey in Blacklick, thank you, thank you, thank you. God bless you. Evidently, we're not done yet. Tomorrow will be the end of our Bible League campaign. Tomorrow it's all over. But still people are giving. Davey and Blacklick, God bless you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Let me, that was online. Let me pull up the call center just real quick. See if anybody called 800-YES-WORD. And the answer is no, not today. Nope, not today. But you still can. 800-YES-WORD. Yeah, it's like the terrible shooting in Atlanta. I think it was the very next day, Columbus City Council took action. I mean, they dealt with this thing head on. They passed a resolution. They passed a resolution. We don't think you should hate Asian people. And it was unanimous. Now, what did that accomplish? Nothing. It was a feel-good. That was it. We did something. We met together as a city council and we passed a resolution. Really? Oh, my goodness.
Come on, man.
Come on, man! move on. Get your free end gun violence sticker. Now, I got to tell you a story. Because of the Kindness Challenge, and by the way, the Kindness Challenge is sponsored locally by Fire and Ice Heating and Air Conditioning. We are so grateful for their support and sponsorship of the Kindness Challenge. Fire and Ice Heating and Air Conditioning here in Columbus. You do something kind that says post something positive on social media. I got to tell you this story really quick. Joy and I were in Wichita, Kansas many years ago. We were in youth work. And we took a whole group of kids to Mexico on a mission trip. Hundreds and hundreds of miles on a school bus and summer. Oh, it was... we were much younger then. Anyway, we went to Mexico, and I won't give you any names, but we had a lady chaperone. She was the parent of one of our young people. She spoke Spanish fluently. And so I thought, she is going to be a great asset on this trip. This is wonderful. She was from some South American country. I don't remember which. Anyway. Well, it's a long, involved story, but she got very mad at me down in Mexico. She got mad at me. I mean, really, really mad. Well, she's the parent of one of my young people, and she's causing problems. She's causing all kinds of trouble and all kinds of problems, and here I am like 20... I am 23, probably, a 23-year-old youth pastor. And I got her to the side, and I called her by name, and I said, I don't want to do this, but if you don't stop causing problems, I'm going to put you on the next bus to Wichita, Kansas, and I'm making you go. You can't do that. I said, you just watch me. Well, the threat worked. She stopped causing problems. Weeks later, it may have been months later, we had revival meetings in our church in Kansas. And they don't do this anymore, and it's a good thing. But years ago, when you had a revival meeting, particularly in Baptist churches, you would have a testimony meeting, and the pastor, the evangelist, would say, if you have anything against anybody in this church, it is time to take care of it right now. It is you stand up and you confess that you are angry or bitter or jealous or whatever. Those things never end well, because at the minute, there's all kinds of tears and all that. And then 3 days later, the person goes, I didn't know they were mad at me. Terrible things. But they used to do that all the time. Anyway, so people start standing up and confessing things in public confession. Well, finally, this Spanish lady stood up and quite emotionally looked across the auditorium, the big church, big auditorium, and she stood up, and I am not making this up. You can ask Joy. When you get to heaven, you can watch the video. She stood up and said, Brother Bernie, I just want to confess. I hate your guts. And then she sat down. She didn't say, I'm sorry for hating your guts. Please forgive me for hating your guts. She just wanted the world to know that she hated my guts.
Inside a church.
And the testimony service took a strange turn. And I think at that point, the evangelist said, I think we will stand and close in prayer. I'll never forget that. Brother Bernie, I just want everybody to know I hate your guts. Why, thank you. Hey, if you do the kindness challenge, don't do that. You know, don't call somebody up and say, I just want you to know I hate you. I will never, ever forget that. Joy and I could write a book. I mean, 50-plus years of ministry. Oh, we've seen it all. We've heard it all. That was, I got to say, that's one of the highlights. Oh, my goodness. Hey, thanks for joining me. I really appreciate it. Keep calling 800-YES-WORD, all right? Have a great evening, but please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.